is Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN. It's our daily in-depth look at people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. Inside Douglas County is presented by Concrete Builders Supply. Now, Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN.
Today, a look at Greater Douglas United Way with Executive Director Brian Trinkle joining us. Brian, thanks for being on this afternoon.
Good afternoon, Kyle. Thanks for having me.
Well, give us kind of an overall update on the organization. We haven't talked to you for a while, and I know that the last year, 2 years with any organization, people have had to do a lot of things differently. There have been all kinds of things to shift with and all of that. So let's talk about the last year in particular. What has it been like for United Way?
It's been a difficult year, just as you mentioned. It's this pandemic and what we're up against now with inflation and supply chain issues. It's really taken a toll, you know, in our nation and especially in our community. And it's affected our organization about the same way. All three of my staff members, myself included, we all came down with COVID this last calendar year. We continue to remain open in the midst of, you know, shutdowns, you know, throughout the last couple of years. But we've stayed true to our mission, just out there trying to stay focused in raising resources for our community and the nonprofits out there doing the good work. So that's kind of what we've been up against. We've tried to remain business as usual the last 2 years. You know, we've had to make, you know, some modifications and some changes, but we're socially distanced in our office, so we've never had to shut down. There have been a few days where we've had to work remotely, but for the most part, we've business as usual because as we're seeing in our community and throughout the country, our nonprofits, their services and programs that they offer, especially in our community, they're in such high demand, probably at an all-time high. And resources continue to be a concern, not having enough resources to do the work that's needed. So,
well, I know that some organizations, and it's been interesting to follow, for instance, Sean Pritchard from UCAN was in here last week and talked about how much they've grown, at least for now, tied to the pandemic relief and the resources they were allocated to do things. But I know the reverse is true in some other cases where some nonprofits found their funding streams drying up.
Yeah, absolutely. You know, Sean and his team at UCAN, they do a tremendous job in our community. Like a lot of our nonprofits in our community, the agencies that typically have streams of funding from the state and federal governments, especially during the pandemic, those agencies seem to be the ones that are growing more. Those agencies, especially some of the smaller ones that don't have those streams of funding from government entities, those are the ones that are really struggling for resources. Grants are becoming more and more competitive. But if you're in the line of healthcare or anything like that, there's a lot more resources available for organizations. But those agencies that aren't focusing so much on the health aspect in our community, those agencies are finding it a little bit more difficult than those within the medical field. So
for United Way, you try to raise funds every year and then allocate them to help out a number of local organizations. Kind of update listeners on the status of your fundraising campaign this year.
We, out of the three campaigns, you know, the 1920 campaign, we were finishing up when, you know, we first started hearing about COVID, you know, at a nationwide global level. That campaign wasn't affected too much because we were pretty much starting to wrap things up, you know, March of 20 when it finally hit Douglas County. The 2021 campaign was down a little bit from the previous year. It affected us a little bit as shutdowns happened and people were less apt to, you know, do presentations and soliciting and whatnot. This year, out of the three campaigns, the 21-22 campaign that's going to be wrapping up here in about 7-8 weeks, it is going to be the campaign of the three that's impacted negatively the most. Just people, we just find ourselves in a lot more of a difficult spot now than we were a year or two ago, 3 years ago, with you know, inflation and gas prices and supply chain issues, just the work environment. It's tough for employers, people, jobs. It seems like it's a large group of people that just don't have the willingness to work. And some of our government programs are not helping in that way. It, you know, we find in a lot of instances, I've talked with many employers this last year or so, you know, they do job fairs or they're interviewing people and, oh, I'm just filling this out, this application out for, you know, for my unemployment benefits, or I'll make more money staying at home, not working than if I, you know, took this position. So our employers are finding it, you know, difficult to hire people. It's just the world we live in. But our campaign is I'm hoping, cautiously optimistic that we'll be flat versus last year. But we won't know until those final numbers come in here in the next 7-8 weeks. But it's been our most difficult year this year.
Is there a particular amount you're trying to raise in this campaign?
We're shooting, you know, when we celebrated our, what was that, our 55th anniversary, what it was like 9 years ago, we hit our first $1 million campaign. And then ever since we've been over $1 million, we're shooting for another strong 7-digit campaign. We don't really put an exact number to it. We're focusing on changing people's lives as opposed to dollars raised. You know, hitting a goal is great, but just because we don't hit a specific goal doesn't mean that the money, you know, that the monies we did raise didn't impact lives. So that's our real focus. We kind of changed that focus about 4 or 5 years ago, and we're focused on impacting people's lives, just trying to make Douglas County a better, safer, and a better and safer place to live, work, and play. So that's our overall focus.
How many member agencies do you have right now?
We currently have 24 member agencies this year. But our campaign with donor designations, we support over 250 other local nonprofits throughout our community. But our member agency network is 24 member agencies.
And talk about some of the different areas of work those agencies do.
Well, we've got agencies like Feeding Umpqua Fish, Meals on Wheels, that are providing, you know, food boxes and meals. And Meals on Wheels is out delivering, you know, necessary food for those that are shut in or don't have the ability to go out and get their meals. We've got agencies like ADAPT, Compassionate Friends, Common Ground Mediation. Our agencies are just out there trying to help in any way, shape, or form that they can. We got people that are needing help raising, you know, their young children. We've got people needing help with counseling. We've got people that are needing help with food and emergency shelter. Our agencies tackle the entire plethora of the issues and concerns that face our citizens here in Douglas County. So when I say that, I mean, it's the broad spectrum. You name an issue, and there's one of our agencies that are focusing on, you know, trying to help people wade through, you know, concerns and issues when life happens. So,
and obviously, it's been different trying to raise funds when you're in the middle of a pandemic.
Yeah, it was difficult, but a lot of our donors have remained faithful. You know, we've had to change a lot of way, you know, our meetings, whether it's our member agency meetings, our board meetings, there for quite a while, we went virtual. Our normal site visits, when we go out and visit our agencies annually, you know, just kind of a mini audit, so to speak. And it's my favorite time of the year. We just pretty much wrapped up that this year, just going out and visiting our agencies. We've had to go virtually a lot, you know, doing Zoom meetings, WebEx, you know, Google Hangouts. But we've had to do that in a lot of ways. There were, I don't know, a handful, probably 6-7 schools that allowed me to come in this year in person to give presentations, which was a huge blessing. It's always more efficient. It brings better results when you can meet someone face-to-face as opposed to here's an email or doing something, you know, virtually online with a meeting like a Zoom. But it's been difficult, but we've we've reacted, I think, well, as anyone else has. You know, it's a day-to-day changing the way things operate. But it's been I think we've done a good job so far. It's just I can't wait to get back to meeting people, you know, face-to-face, because that's what it's all about.
Going to take a break. More when we come back on Inside Douglas County. Brian Trinkle, the Executive Director of Greater Douglas United Way. The interview, a podcast after one at 541radio.com. 1246 at News Radio 1240 KQEN. Lars Larson coming at 1. Later, KQEN Local Talk at 4. David Littlejohn with True Wealth Radio. On tomorrow's program, we're tentatively scheduled to talk with State Representative David Brock Smith live from Salem as the Oregon State Legislature is in session. But we've got some fluidity in our scheduling right now. We may have one of the candidates for governor on tomorrow and move Representative Brock Smith back a day. But be listening tomorrow. We'll be covering all of the topics of importance to Douglas County. Right now, Executive Director Brian Trinkle, Greater Douglas United Way, with us this afternoon. So, Brian, have you been allocated at all extra resources during the pandemic to help in maybe different ways?
Yeah, we have. Back early on in March of 2020, when COVID first hit our community, we were able to start a COVID relief fund. So we've had that for the last 2 years. It's currently active. We've raised, I think, probably close to $150,000 in that account. Just got another generous donation of $25,000 from a local donor to replenish that fund. We had dispersed the first $125,000, the last 18 months. September of 2020, we started the Wildfire Relief Fund. When the fires, hit out in Glide and surrounding areas, and we've raised probably over $300,000 to $350,000 in that fund, and we're currently, continuing to disperse monies when needs arise. Working closely with Glide Helping Hands. They've done a tremendous job of doing some projects and stuff out there. So we've done that. We're also the conduit from FEMA into our community on emergency food and shelter funds. So we received funds in the 1920 calendar year, the 2021, and then 2022. We just announced just last week we've got $40,000 in phase 39, and we also are receiving like $127,000 through ARPA, Biden administration's America Rescue Plan. So those funds are allocated to our community for emergency food and shelter, meals delivered. So a lot of the food banks, Meals on Wheels, Peace at Home, those types of agencies that are providing emergency shelter, Fish Food Pantry receives money, Glide Helping Hands, those types of organizations typically are agencies that receive those types of funds. And that's beside our normal, annual giving campaign that traditionally goes out to agencies. We've done some pretty cool works with that COVID relief fund, so it's been exciting to see that.
Well, so you've certainly had, in the midst of a pandemic, a lot of extra work on your plate. How's it all gotten done?
I have a tremendous team. Deb and Annette in my office, I always knew I had an awesome team. But I just recently was hospitalized with, pneumonia and blood clots in both lungs. I was away from the office for about 7-8 weeks. Those two stepped up tremendously and did their job responsibility as well as, my job responsibilities of the executive director. My board has been tremendously supportive, as they always have been, but they've stepped up making decisions, going virtual and doing a lot of things via email. They've come through and made some pretty quick decisions within, 24 to 48 hours. So I've been blessed with a tremendous team, and then our donors. We couldn't do any of this work if it wasn't for the donors, stepping up and being faithful with providing us the resources for us to get back out to the community. But that COVID relief fund, we were able to, we purchased our community's first mobile shower trailer. And I know several agencies have just furthered that mission and have, you know, got grants and allocated resources to bring in additional trailers. But we were able to get that out to the community just to provide. It was out in Winston for the longest time at South River. For when people, you know, came in for doctor's appointments, dentist appointments, they were able to get a hot shower and get cleaned up. And the first time we were out there, Wayne Ellsworth reported back that there were two individuals that came back the next week, and both were extremely grateful. They both were able to get, you know, cleaned up with a hot shower. They walked away with some clean clothes. It led to both of them getting jobs. And one of the individuals came back the second day or that second week and said, not only did you help me, you know, get clean physically, but I want to get clean emotionally and spiritually. He had some addictions and they were able to get him into ADAPT. And the last time I heard, the guy has been clean and sober from his addictions. It's stories like that that make me just proud and blessed to be a part of Douglas County. That's our mission, is to improve people's lives. And it's stories like that that show that Greater Douglas United Way is all about, you know, Douglas County and our agencies that provide the resources. They're the ones that are boots in the ground in the trenches, helping people just navigate life's issues.
So what became a lifetime change, a big change of life, started by a simple hand up of just getting a hot shower. That's amazing.
Yep, it's pretty cool. And, you know, I could spend hours and hours telling you stories of just little acts of kindness or just spending a little bit of time with someone, getting out of our comfort zone. You know, it's so easy to have blinders on and just take care of our own problems. But when we can kind of see the bigger picture and step back out of our own concerns and our own problems, you help out. And it's a blessing for whoever you touch. And it's just a big of a blessing for yourself, because you were a part of improving someone's life. And that's what we're all about.
So you have just a few weeks left in this current campaign. Talk about where people can find out information, how they can get involved to donate.
Yeah, you can check out our website. It's gdua.org. You can stop by the office. We're downtown in the old Ricketts Music Building, corner of Cass and Jackson, 702 Southeast Jackson. You can call us at 672-1734. Shoot us an email. You can call me on my cell phone, 541-580-3611. I'm always willing to chat. If there are employers out there or employees that are wanting to donate through payroll deduction, because that's the heart of our business and our campaign, is people giving through payroll deductions. If you're wanting a presentation, please get with your employer. If there's an employer out there listening today or in the future via the podcast, please reach out. We're always about wanting to go out there and just tell our story. Our story is our agency stories. Then, you know, like I said, they're out there doing the work. So that's the best way to, you know, it's word of mouth, just getting out there and sharing stories of what we do and what our agencies do.
Real quick before we wrap up here, how can people get involved with United Way behind the scenes, some of your committees, et cetera?
Yeah, this is, you know, we're kind of a community-led organization. My only, you know, responsibility is being the best ambassador I can for Greater Douglas United Way, sharing the stories and sharing the good works that we and our member agencies do. I can't control whether people give or not. And because it's a community campaign, we go back to the community and they help us with our campaign in making distribution. So our allocations team is a great way to volunteer and to learn the good works of our agencies.
All right, out of time for now. Brian Trinkle from Greater Douglas United Way, thanks for being on.
Thanks, man. Have a great day.
1257 News Radio 1240 KQEN.
You've been listening to Inside Douglas County on News Radio 1240 KQEN, a daily look at the people and issues that are shaping Douglas County. The show will be available as a podcast in just a few minutes at 541radio.com. So share it and let others who weren't listening live know about today's show. Inside Douglas County is a public affairs presentation of Brook Communications, your home for Douglas County's news team, News Radio 1240 KQEN.